to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Iran is a dangerous place, especially in times of war. And in recent years, we've seen and heard about terrible losses of life. Let me tell you about one incident that took place on the 24th of April, 1980. It was out in the Iranian desert, about 100 miles from Tehran. President Jimmy Carter had ordered Delta Force into a rescue operation. 52 American diplomats were being held hostage at the US embassy. And the night before, two helicopters had stopped out in the desert to refuel. But terrible disaster hit these two helicopters. They actually collided by accident. And immediately there was this eruption. A fireball exploded. There was so much fuel on board. The fire engulfed one of the planes. Well, Jim Dolan was a leader of the Delta Force operation. He was on the ground and he witnessed this. He felt the heat. He saw the pieces of metal flying across the desert. Though Jim Dolan is a committed Christian, suddenly he felt God's presence. What could he do? 45 of his men were trapped inside the wreckage. There was just no way out of this intense fire. And Jim was their leader. He just stood there. 18 hours before this, Jim Dolan had stood with his men at an Air Force base in Egypt and prayed out loud that God would protect this mission. But this day, in the inferno, he was desperate. What would he do? God, he said, please spare them. This was his prayer. They trusted you. In Jesus' name, I pray, bring them out alive. I'm asking you, God, he said, not to let these good men die. Here was Jim's 10-second prayer. That was all he could do. It was a miracle he needed. No time for fancy words. And suddenly he noticed through the smoke, the right troop door of the C-130 opened. And through the flames, Jim Dolan could see the men jumping out one by one, running for their lives across the desert. His 10-second prayer was answered. Thank you, Lord. He said, you are an awesome God. Now, that's a true story. You can look it up for yourself. My question, does God answer a 10-second prayer? Yes, he certainly does. It's worth thinking about this. Thank God that on that day out there in the desert, that was such a horrible day in 1980, that God answered his prayer. And I've heard that many people have trouble spending long blocks of time in prayer. Years ago, someone said, I've got so much to do today, I'm going to have to spend the first 3 hours in prayer or the devil will get the victory. Really? Can you spend 3 hours a day in prayer? Well, I can't. Today's hectic lifestyle, I think, is almost impossible. So we can give up. But a 10-second prayer? 10 seconds, I think, is better than no seconds. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing, or to put it in another way, pray constantly. It's easier said than done. I think prayer is something we could really do as part of our lives when we wake up, when we go to sleep. We could just pray quite briefly. God wants to hear us. Think of God throughout the day. Lord, when I wake up, thank you for a good night's sleep. I'll give you today whatever happens. Amen. Christians have used this technique for centuries, actually. Rick Warren described it best in his best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. He said, you choose a brief sentence or a simple phrase that can be repeated in one breath and pray it as often as possible so that it's really deep in your heart. Why should you bother? Well, Rick Warren says, the more you pray, the less you'll panic. The more you worship, the less you'll worry. And if you do pray, you'll feel more patient. You'll feel less pressured. Do you know that prayer is one of the greatest privileges that God has given us? In other words, we can come straight into the presence of God anywhere, anytime. You don't need to go to the church or a prayer room. You don't have to wear a special sort of clothing. You come as you are to speak to a Heavenly Father who loves that. God, it feels a little strange talking to you, but I'm not good at it. Perhaps you are closer than I think. If it's true, I'm not going to ask for a sign. This is what you could pray. I'm going to ask that you will remove anything that stops me today from seeing you as you really are. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.